Very interesting article in the Australian newspaper this week, headlined, "Are Retiree Investors Doing It the Wrong Way?" It was written by James Kirby. He talks a lot about, have retirees got the wrong end of the stick when it comes to looking for income? Just one quick quote here. He says that investors need to realise that the era of low rates and very low returns from fixed income may continue for a lot longer than anybody expected. It's a big topic, and the man to talk to about it is our program sponsor, Denny Maher from Fiducia Private Wealth Management. We should, of course, say anything Denny talks about in our little chat should be taken as general advice only. Denny Maher, welcome to the King Review.
Good morning, Gavin. How are you?
Very well indeed. Now, look, it was a really interesting article because it was fairly hard-hitting. It whacked home some home truths. Your response to that article?
Gavin, I think I've read the article you're referring to, and it's pretty much on the money, pardon the pun.
or off the money, as the article talks
about.
Yeah,
you know, the days of retirees relying on the relatively safe harbour of term deposits and fixed interest investing with the majority of their funds is behind us, and it's likely to remain behind us for some time yet, which is what James Kirby was alluding to. You know, back in 2008, before the global financial crisis, term deposits, you could get 8% in a term deposit, and, you know, to deliver a retirement income of a little bit more than $50,000 a year, you needed about $650,000, and it could all be in cash, and you'd get that 50-odd grand that you needed. But fast forward to today, and to get the same return in dollar term, purely out of term deposits, you'd need about $17 million. So
I read that, Denny, in this article. That is an incredible change, isn't it? From having $650K to earn just over $50,000 based on those term deposit rates. And now you would need, for that equivalent income, annual income, you'd need $17 million. That's extraordinary.
So things... Yeah, what that says to me and what we're seeing with our clients is that we do need to adjust our thinking in terms of traditional portfolio construction to be able to deliver that reliable retirement income. You know, traditionally, people in accumulation phase, they're still working, like you and I, we might have had 70% of our assets in growth assets, like shares and property,
yes,
and 30% in cash and fixed interest. Really, and what the thinking used to be was, well, once you get to retirement, you've got to reverse that and have 70% safe harbour type investment. But really, we need to reconsider that in light of lower cash returns. And I'd suggest that retirees need to consider moving that diversification mix more to a 50-50 type scenario.
And does that pose, I guess, greater risk? Do they have to have a higher risk appetite with this shift?
There is. There's a higher risk in terms of volatility. But the key there is not to chase or speculate, I guess. The key is to invest in the blue chip property and blue chip shares and blue chip companies that will deliver that higher yield and will deliver some growth. And there's nothing wrong with taking a profit on some of those growth assets from time to time in retirement. You know, I think I've said on your show before, no one ever went broke taking a profit. If we need to use some of that capital growth to supplement pure income, we'll so be it.
And I guess it all gets back to, given this incredible shift in that risk profile, that investment profile, more important than ever to talk to someone like yourself, to talk to your team, because, yeah, it's just a shifting landscape that we haven't sort of been through for a very long time. Are you getting people, clients, through the doors there at Fiducia and having this particular chat with them, given the timeliness of this article this week?
Well, we have been for some time because, you know, the low interest rates have been around now for a number of years, and the likelihood is that they will continue for a number of years yet. One of the frightening things that we have seen, Gavin, is some of the DIY type investors in retirement have taken on enormous levels of risk in trying to chase returns through speculative type companies, investing in speculative shares or high growth shares like Afterpay is another one that I mentioned on your program previously. But also in things like cryptocurrency, which, you know, we've all seen and read about the volatility in investing in really speculative things like that. And, you know, when you see retirees risking all of their capital on things like that, it's really frightening. When it can be done, they can achieve the outcomes they need by investing in good, reliable property trusts and indeed real property and in good quality shares.
Mm. What about, Danny, given that, as you said, this low interest environment is going to continue for a number of years, and so there is that new strategy required, is it important for people, I guess, who might be 10, 20, I mean, even 30 years away from their expected retirement? I mean, is it important to start working on this mix, getting this mix right that early?
It is. It's something that a lot of people, particularly with regards to their superannuation, a lot of people that are 20 years, 30 years out from retirement don't really pay much attention to where their money's invested.
That's
in
right.
Their superannuation. And that could be dangerous. Most of the super funds have a sort of target asset mix, but I'd be saying to anyone that's in their 30s or early 40s, really get as aggressive as you can within your super, because you can't do anything with it until retirement. So you might as well target a high growth environment at least for the next 10 or 15 years and review it regularly, you know, whether that's with your financial planner or with one of the representatives from the various, you know, super funds, that's fine, but it really does need to be reviewed.
Mm. And I think as well, Danny, given that we're all expected to work longer, you know, it's an aging yep. population, we're healthier for longer. And so I think it's absolutely critical, given the minefield of finance out there, that it's so important to get that good advice early. Because like you said, if you can almost start setting yourself up now, there's a nice long runway there to ensure you can get as close as possible to that comfortable income when you do eventually retire. So I don't think it matters what age you are, what stage of your career you're at. Having spoken to you on this show over recent months, I just increasingly think it's just so important that no matter what age or stage of your career that you're at, it's just so important to get that advice and set yourself on the right path as early as possible.
Yes, that's right. And thankfully, I think there is a little bit of a shift in that space. You know, we've seen in the past 6 months or 6 to 12 months an increasing number of younger people taking interest in their superannuation, taking an interest in investing in reliable sort of assets. There is still, and there's a lot of advertising going on out there for platforms like Superhero, and we've all heard about the Robinhood experience in the States. But cheap is sometimes not often the best, you know. A little bit of advice may cost you more in the short term, but save you an awful lot more long term.
And I think it's important to remind listeners that you can get a free catch-up with you or the team. You can head into the office there on Spence Street, have a sit down with Danny and the team, and just have a quick little, I guess, evaluation to see, look, is it right for you to come and talk and work with Fiducia? So that offer's still on the table there.
Yep, yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Fantastic. Now, don't forget, look up Fiducia. Jump on the web, FIDUCIA. Whack that into your search engine. Check out the website. Give them a call. As I said, it's fantastic just to be able to make an appointment, get a bit of an assessment, get a bit of an evaluation to see what might be right for you. So absolutely, absolutely crucial. Danny Maher from Fiducia Private Wealth Management, thanks so much for being on The King Review.
Thanks, Gavin.